All right, let's do this. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Oh my, just so many business podcasts out there. How can I possibly know where to begin? Here at Intrepid Business, we are about stripping away all of the usual boring fluff and instead focus on showcasing real people doing real business, achieving amazing things. The ones truly changing the world, the instigators making a dent, the people changing how we do sales and marketing, leading innovation, the people redefining leadership. But who are these people? Why do they do what they do? How do they do what they do? Find out on Intrepid Business. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to Intrepid Business. I am your host, Todd Schnick. Looking forward to this conversation. Some gentlemen who I'm very well aware of from my old neighborhood in Atlanta, and I'm looking forward to diving into this conversation. They are hosting a very cool event next week, and we're here to talk all about that. It's called XCOM 2016. Before we go there, though, I'm going to give each of these gentlemen a quick chance to tell us a bit about what they're up to now and what they're doing. So first, welcome to Brent Leary. Brent, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Todd. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Brent, give us a quick few seconds about you and your background and the work that you're currently doing.
Sure. So for the last, it's hard to believe, but 2 decades, I've been involved with the customer relationship management industry, CRM. And so over that span of time, I've done CRM implementations, been an implementation partner for Salesforce and Microsoft. And then somewhere along the line, I started writing about what's going on in the industry and best practices. So now I do a lot of work with the vendors on thought leadership stuff. I also write a couple of columns for CRM Magazine and the local Atlanta Tribune. So that's kind of my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Outstanding. So, John, give us the lowdown on you and your background and the work that you're out there doing.
Yeah, I've been doing the e-commerce thing. I started a business out of need back in 2001 on eBay. You know, long story short, falling forward. Today, I'm an e-commerce analyst and consultant, and I do a lot of work with small and medium businesses, helping them transfer themselves into a new business or moving from bricks to clicks.
Got it. All right. So, Brent, lead us off. So give us the overview of what this event, XCOM 2016, what it's all about.
So this is really cool, and I'm so excited to be doing this with John. So there's a lot of focus on customer experience, on how do we get – I like what John just said, from clicks to bricks or bricks to clicks or something like that. I talk about from online interactions to transactions, but it's all about how do you leverage modern technology to grow long-lasting, fruitful, valuable relationships. So there's a lot of focus on customer experience. How do we make it easier for customers to like us and do business with us, not just once, but over and over and over again? So this day is set up to really focus in on how companies, how people are using mobile technology, social, the latest in big data, all the kind of latest trends in technology and strategies to build those long-lasting relationships and be able to scale our abilities to do that, so that we can reach more people more efficiently and consistently keep them on board. So we're just excited to have a great lineup of people that are coming, national leaders coming to Atlanta that are experts in CRM, that are experts in commerce, on customer engagement, on customer experience. We have vendors coming, that well-known vendors like Freshdesk and GoDaddy and a ton of them coming to town to really showcase what's important when it comes to understanding how to communicate with customers, how to bring them on board, how to leverage the latest technology, and bringing it to Atlanta, which Atlanta is like one of these hidden secrets of great business people, great businesses. And we think this is the kind of event that Atlanta is really going to enjoy.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. So let me pick off the scab here and let's discuss why people should attend this. Now, it's my opinion, and I'll ask each of you to comment on this. When I think of my own team, I still don't think most people are fully leveraging a CRM tool to their best advantage. I still think, despite the fact that there are 1,000 webinars and 1,000 conferences like this one and 1,000 or more books out there about how to leverage a tool like this, let's just be honest, most of us still really stink at this, and we don't fully leverage these tools to our advantage, and I don't know why that is. So I guess, John, I'll lead off with you on this. What's the big problem here that XCOM 2016 is looking to solve? What are we still trying to do to get people over that precipice so that they can actually fully leverage these tools to their maximum advantage?
Well, I think the funnel that we used to have had a big, giant entry level, so we could spread really wide and get people down into our sales funnel and really start converting them into customers. But as the spread of opportunity for people to be distracted continues to increase, we are losing the ability to capture people's attention. So now it becomes more important for us to start tapping into those customers who are already our customers, who are already our brand fans, and have them help us to do more business. And that is kind of where we're at today. It's no longer are we trying to be like the cable companies where we just didn't care about our customers and we'd offer everything to a new customer. We can't do that anymore. Today, we've got to take care of the customers we have, and that's how we're going to compete in this new economy.
Brent, additional comment, please.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really interesting because you're right. I think the penetration rate for CRM, even today in 2016, is like in the 15% range. And we're not just talking about small businesses. We're talking about now, let me take that back. It's about 50% for marketing automation systems. I think CRM has creeped up to maybe to 30 to 35%. But that leaves a tremendous amount of companies that are still not doing these things. Or if they are doing them, I don't think they're doing them well enough. And it sounds like you probably have seen that as well, too. So this is the kind of day that will help companies understand why it's so incredibly important to have systems in place to go from clicks to customers to long-term customers to brand ambassadors. That kind of life cycle takes time, and it has to be done consistently over that time, not hit or miss, not split shatter, none of that kind of stuff, but actually a process in place that is implemented in a system that makes it easier to keep us in step and aligned with customers as they change over time. So that's why this day is really important, because we're going to have some case studies. We're going to have best practices. We're going to have folks that have been there that have done that at brands that you know of that are going to tell you why it's important, why they did it, how they did it. And hopefully that'll encourage folks to leave the day saying we have to start putting some of these things in place.
Well, I want to hear more about these best practices, because a lot of the salespeople that I interact with over the years, they look at a CRM as a management tool to club them over the head when they're not meeting their numbers, when they're not doing their job. They look at it as an accountability tool, and thus it becomes a chore, when instead they ought to be empowered to leverage the tool as an amazing vehicle by which they can really improve that customer experience. How do we shift this mindset that too many salespeople say, oh, this is just something that my sales manager is going to use to club me over the head with, as opposed to looking at it as this is an amazing tool that I can, if I fully leverage, things are going to change dramatically for how I go about the market.
Yeah, I get that all the time, and it's been true. I started out supporting pharmaceutical sales reps, and they didn't call it CRM. They didn't call it it was supposed to be called electronic territory management. They called it call reporting, manager reporting, because their idea was, hey, these contacts are really my way of staying employed. And so it's kind of hard to get them to put that information in because, like you said, they don't see it as something that benefits them. But in today's CRM, today's systems, there's a lot of information that can help build relationships quicker and more efficiently. And the only way you get access to that information is if you have a system and a process in place to get you that information from whatever channel, from whatever social network, from whatever social profile that will allow you to understand in real time what that target is going through right now. What is important to them today? What is their challenge of the day? And that will allow you to speak directly to that challenge and hopefully get through all the other people who are trying to connect with them. So there is a what's in it for me. It's being able to quickly get those insights. And a lot of these systems now are generating the insights while the data is being aggregated into the system. So you don't have to go pick and choose or try to figure it all out yourself. Now these systems are mature enough to say, hey, we can tell right now you need to be talking to this person because they have the issue right now based on some sort of interactions that we've seen in their social profiles. You can't do that on your own anymore. So that's a big selling point. The old systems were definitely more management driven, more you know, just like a placeholder for information. The newer systems are actually pulling insights that could be important for you to use when you're going to connect with somebody.
John, walk me through why the two of you decided to partner on this. I mean, help me understand why an e-commerce guy is putting on an event with this kind of a theme. Walk us through the partnership.
Well, I mean, I've known Brent for a long time, and he's done an event, I've done an event, and or we've done, you know, separate events over the years. And then it just one day at a breakfast, we were like, dude, we should do something together. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see the merging of commerce and CRM in a unique way, like he said, with the processes and the systems, because the world that I came from, all we had was the dependence on the system to get insight into our customers. I couldn't pick up the phone really and say, hey, how's your wife and kids? Oh, I see your kids got a birthday coming up. Hey, we got this new, you know, little Johnny birthday cake. You should probably buy one. We couldn't do that. But now the systems, like he said, are actually helping us do that. They're taking these social signals and categorizing it, and then you can pull from it and you can automate it and send it back out. And I was like, dude, we need to start talking to both of these audiences about what your systems do and what we talk about in e-commerce, which is really getting them to the cart.
See, I think that's the key point here, Brent. I mean, I'll ask you to comment on this, but this whole digital world of ours is all merging into one thing, right? I mean, that's and the salesperson who effectively marries all that together, this idea of e-commerce, this idea of social, this idea of mobile. When you put all this together and leverage the foundational CRM technology, boom! I mean, it's game changing.
The whole thing really is there are the technologies that are coming out, that have been out, that are continually to come out, are making it more important for salespeople to be on the relationship building side, not the there's a term we call order takers. Well, systems are in place to take the orders. Now, you don't need actual human beings just there to take orders. What people are looking for, particularly from a B2B standpoint, when it comes to a salesperson, is them being able to quickly get the important information, to quickly be able to share best practices, to be consultative, not just be a salesperson, but be a consultative person and understand what they are really trying to do and bring solutions that are personalized to them. So the whole idea of leveraging these systems to bring those insights, to be able to take that information and create interactions that are based on context, not just on what the salesperson needs, but really what the audience, the customer, the prospect needs, that makes it much more likely that you'll be able to get their attention and keep their attention long enough based on context to create the transaction. And then if you have the right automation in place, you're able to not just get that transaction once, but leverage the automation to do more time building the relationship, pushing the relationship forward, understanding what their goals are, not just today, but tomorrow, and becoming an advocate, because in return, they'll do the same for you.
John, who is this event for? Is it for the sales rep? Is it for the sales manager? Is it for the MarCom people? Is it for the marketing automation people? Is it for all of those?
You know, I really say it is for all of them. And you know, I don't know, Brent, who's it for? But I really believe it's for all of them. And we've been going back and forth about, like, how do we target and who do we target and how do we have a message for this audience because that's important to them and this other audience because it's important to them too. And, you know, I've come to the understanding that it's really important for anyone doing business today. Now, if you're doing business yesterday, don't come. Right. But if you want to be competitive tomorrow, this is where you need to be. This is the future of the new currency. Experience is what people are paying money for. They're paying money for an experience today with your business.
Yeah, Todd, I'll just say this. Anybody who touches the customer in any way, yep. It could be from the sales perspective, it could be from marketing and lead generation perspective, it could be from customer support, it could be feedback. Everybody who is involved in building that relationship, every interaction counts. The last interaction may be the last interaction with the customer if it's a bad interaction. So everybody has to be involved. Everybody has to understand what is driving the customer today, what's driving prospects, what's driving interest, and then work together to make sure that not only can we get this customer on board once, but we're able to keep that customer on board. We can sell more things to them over time. We can get more wallet share if they understand that we're looking out for them, not just looking out for their wallet. So it is a complete company effort. So anybody involved with interaction with customers today, we want them there.
Is it for the advanced practitioner? Is it for the beginner? Is it even for someone who's looking to get into this side of business?
We have a little bit of everything for everybody because it is really important. John, you want to touch on that?
No, I definitely, you know, I mean, because what we're talking about, a lot of this stuff is experience. So you get to learn from other people's experience and what they're doing. So it's really at a level where if you're a beginner, you're going to get it. And if you are advanced, you're going to get fed. So I think it's really in there for – it doesn't matter what level you're at.
Yeah, that sounds great. So, Brent, let's wrap up by diving into – you mentioned some of the talent that are going to be a leading presentation. So walk us through some of those folks and then give us some sense of some of the sessions people can look forward to.
Absolutely. One real cool one, we're calling it, What Role Should Automation Play in Building Customer-Centric Businesses? And we kind of talked about, you know, why it's important to use systems – because we need to be more efficient and be able to scale our relationship building activities. So we have some really cool guys on that one. Raju Vagesna, who's the chief evangelist of Zoho. I'm sure there are a lot of your listeners who are using products, one, two, or many more products from Zoho. So Raju will join us. Martin Schneider from Sugar CRM. He's the head of product evangelization for them. And we also have a really cool one called Customer Centricity in Subscriptions. We know that you can subscribe to pretty much anything today, not just from a consumer side, but really from a B2B side. And we have two guys that have built subscription-based businesses. And within 9 months, one of them has gone from zero to $1 million in annual recurring revenue. Mm. So, and that's Sangram Vajray, who is the co-founder and CEO of Terminus. And he's going to be joined by Rohan Gilks, CEO of a company called Wet Shave Club, and he took a $4,000 investment and turned it into over $350,000 in revenues in 1 year. So they're going to talk about the subscription business model, the benefits it has to growing a business that stays connected with customers over time. We also have Ray Wong. Now, most people, I think I go to every conference in the CRM industry. Ray's at every one of them. And sometimes Ray's at five conferences at once. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. And Ray is, he just wrote a book on how disrupting digital businesses can be on Harvard Press. And Ray's going to be talking about how the Internet of Things will accelerate customer expectations and disrupt companies who can't keep up. That's a big one. We got a host of stuff. We got Paul Greenberg, who's one of my best friends, but he's also known as the godfather of CRM, who's going to be talking about why customer engagement is not CRM, but CRM has a role to play in it. That's a good one, too. And finally, the last one I'll mention for this episode here is we're really fortunate to have the senior vice president of marketing and the chief creative officer for the Atlanta Hawks and the vice president, the new vice president of marketing for the Atlanta Braves. That's Adam Zimmerman. and Peter Surkoff from the Hawks to come in and talk about how they're embracing this latest and greatest technology to improve the fan experience, which we all know fans are just customers.
Right.
So there's a lot of translation that can go from what these guys are doing into any business. So we got a full day. That's just really the tip of the iceberg. We got a full day ahead for people.
Holy
just
wow.
Just a tip. Just a tip.
Wow. What a lineup. That's going to be a killer day. Kudos to you for putting this thing together. Gentlemen, we're out of time for today. We want to get this episode out in the world so we can educate people who need to be there. Brent, before I let you go, how can people get more information about XCOM 2016? Where can they get reservation information? What are the rates? Walk us through all the details.
So the easiest thing to do is go to XCOM, and that's EXCOM 2016.com. That's the site that has all the information. And if you go there now, free registration. So everything, all the people we just talked about that are being there, it costs nothing to attend.
Wow.
And we're throwing in breakfast and lunch. And this is the real cool part that I think John likes it too.
We
have, after the event is over, we're going to a VIP suite box at the Atlanta Hawks game. They're playing the Denver Nuggets. And we have a couple of tickets to that people who register in the 10, we're going to raffle off. You're going to be able to join the speakers and the sponsors at the VIP suite at the Hawks game. Now, that's pretty cool. One last thing. We also are going to be giving away an Amazon Echo. If all that isn't enough, we're even giving away an Echo. So, Todd, you tell me, is that a pretty good deal?
Only if the host of this show gets the Echo. But let me tell you. That sounds outstanding, gentlemen. It's going to be a great event. Brent Leary and John Lawson, the co-organizers of XCOM 2016. Gentlemen, good luck with this great event. Thanks for making time today. I hope our paths continue to cross. I know you're going to continue to bring some amazing education out there to those who need to do some better modern business. So, Brent, John, thanks again for joining me.
Thanks
for having us.
It was my pleasure. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Again, on behalf of my guests, Brent Leary and John Lawson of XCOM 2016, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Intrepid Business.